This is an interview with Professor Howard Thomas and Mr. Harold Westcott at the University of Georgia Art Department in Athens, Georgia, June 3, 1965. The interviewer is Richard K. Dowd.
I think maybe the best place to start would be with Professor Thomas sort of giving us a rundown on his professional background and how he first became associated with the Public Works of Art project. We're interested to know what your qualifications were, who selected you, and why, and then we can move on from there.
I went to the State Teachers College. The Milwaukee State Teachers College was known by that name at that time, 1930. It has since become the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. There was a very live art department at the Milwaukee State Teachers College. It was an old department, a direct outgrowth of the first art school in the state, the Wisconsin School of Art. And as such, it inherited a tradition of quality in art performance. And there was a young teacher named Elsa Ulbricht, who taught crafts and art education. Elsa had worked with young teachers and young craftsmen and had been a leader in the development of the crafts program in the state of Wisconsin. She had a dream a long time before the Depression that it would be wonderful if some kind of a program could be devised where these young students were just finishing their preparation for the teaching of art could have an opportunity to put into practice some of their experiences in various crafts in addition to their teaching. Then came the Great Depression, and the country was thrown into a great deal of confusion. Our young graduates couldn't find any teaching positions. Schools were discontinuing art programs rather than putting them in. Along with the WPA came the Public Works of Art project and the idea that in addition to painters, skilled painters, there ought to be a place for people who like to do things but never had had an opportunity. And here Elsa Ulbricht. I don't know whether it was Elsa's idea originally or where the idea came, whether it came from Washington or someone in Washington. Anyway, Milwaukee State Teachers College became the sponsor of the Milwaukee Handicraft Project. Mm-hmm. I was the director of the division and became the sponsor's agent. Miss Ulbricht carried through the actual contact, the whole idea from the very beginning with a few of her young teachers. Mr. Westcott was in that category. He was a good friend of those young teachers who, with Miss Ulbricht, worked out a project which was really unusual. I remember they had an announcement that went out to unemployed women throughout the Milwaukee area that if they would report a certain place, they would be given some work to do. And there were so many who came that day, it